Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
News anchor. Aaron Rodgers has no business discussing his personal health in contradiction to Der Führer. And now we go to Big Bird, who reminds us children need to get that vaccination. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was a meme, and it's so true. Aaron Rodgers is speaking about his own personal health, and people are, how dare he? How dare he go against the grain? Terry Bradshaw, who's a couple of others. And I'm thinking to myself, Terry Bradshaw, no offense, but you need to just shut up. Your time in the spotlight of the NFL is over. And whether it is or it isn't, as my grandmother said, I'm a grown bud man. She would say she's a grown bud woman, and she would use a different word in describing things. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am a grown bud man, and I will speak my mind. I will say what I want to say, whether you like it or not. I don't really care. So, lots to discuss, as usual, too much to discuss, to be honest, but I will say this, I'm going to be visiting, and I'm just going to give you my calendar for a little bit of time. I'm visiting a group of guys in Florida over the weekend so we can smoke some cigars and bring sanity back to the world. Now, we aren't the Bilderbergs, but we do plan to solve the world's problems with some stogies. And I'm looking forward to that. So, Bob, thanks for setting that up. And I want to also thank Stu for setting up a golf event for me so I can play Valspar, which is probably way too nice of a course for me to play. But I appreciate the guys. Look forward to seeing you here in a few days. So, what are we going to be talking about? Well, I don't know. We could be talking about racist trees, which I talked about the other day. We could be talking about the racist highway system. And here's what's funny about the racist highway system, the way Buttigieg is describing. Well, you know, we'll get to it. But what cracks me up about it is he says, well, the interstate system was set up to be racist. It would bypass black neighborhoods or whatever. And what's funny to me is that Buttigieg still says that he believes that there are black neighborhoods. In other words, black people are living in these neighborhoods because that's where they live. And the highway system is set up to where it bypasses these so-called black neighborhoods. And it reminds me of Joe Biden, who said he used to go to the black parts of the black sections of his town. And he would lecture black men on AIDS and black women that they could say no. And so these people, I would have said to the transportation secretary Buttigieg, hey, well, listen, Pete, I'm just curious. Do black people have to live there? Another curiosity. Do any white people live there? And, oh, by the way, if black people are being cordoned off and the highway system set up in these various locations the way that they are, who did it? Did Republicans do it? Because I don't think they did. And my final point, Pete Booty Boy, is that the system that's been set into place, if you decide you're going to dump people off the highway into black neighborhoods, are you going to be responsible for the results? Are you going to be responsible for the increased crime? Look, let me just put it to you this way. There's a place in East St. Louis, which is actually in Illinois. The highway system will dump you off there, because it's right before you cross the water, the bridge to go into St. Louis City. If you get off on any of those roads in East St. Louis to get gas or whatever, you're likely to get killed. It is a dangerous exit. And here's the problem with East St. Louis. There is no safe place. The city is dangerous. It's next to St. Louis, North St. Louis, East St. Louis, and North St. Louis are the most dangerous places in America. And I want you to understand what I'm talking about. St. Louis, 3 weekends ago, had the same number of murders over the weekend that Chicago did, and it is 1/8 the size. So if you understand that stat, you get an idea of just how deadly it can be to live in St. Louis. North St. Louis, if you forget the rest of St. Louis, if you take North St. Louis as a little area, it is probably the most dangerous area of the country. Second, I mean, a close second would be East St. Louis. And here's what I'm telling you. It dumps you off the freeway system. If you take an exit in before you get into St. Louis, any exit that you cross into that highway dumps you off, puts you in East St. Louis. And there was an instance where a family was on a trip. They get dumped off into East St. Louis, and the father stopped at a convenience store, and he was killed. It's not a foreign thing for that to happen. You're just a mark. And let me tell you, if your GPA is smart, if it's a truly smart GPA, it will tell you, go further to get gas. Don't stop in this area to get food. Keep on driving. But Buttigieg is wanting to dump people off into these crime-infested areas because the racist system, you know, transportation system is so racist. Now, let me ask you. Have you heard the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, the National Urban League, any of the congressional black circus clowns ever talk about transportation being, racist or segregationist or whatever? Ever. I have never heard that. So here's a guy that his job is to fix the roads and bridges and figure out where traffic goes. And one of the first rules of things that he does is he finds racism in it. A dude, by the way, who in his own town as mayor, little town mayor, was accused of doing, you know, it's crazy, you know, oh, you didn't treat your blacks right. Well, now he's going to make amends, right? He's going to settle it all up for black. But, hey, listen, I'm going to get my little woke part of the transportation system, and I'm going to remind everybody of how cool I am and how woke I am, and I'm going to discover the racism that lies therein. Can you imagine if everybody took that as their premise when they go into government? Is I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to find the racism, I'm going to find the sexism, and I'm going to find the homophobia. Hey, for all we know, Pete Booty Boy, you didn't. The transportation system was designed to exclude gays or to exclude women or to exclude Guatemalan midgets. I mean, let's just keep digging and see what the roads and bridges were done to stop people from becoming successful in America. Because isn't that what it's all about? We're supposed to find the oppression. Folks, if you're understanding my sarcasm here, you understand this. They should be focused on empowering people, but they aren't. They're always looking for a way to make people feel even smaller. Oh, here's more racism, black people. Not that you haven't had enough, but here's even more reasons for failure. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want the list of things that are considered racist? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to give you the list of things that are considered racist, and you let me know your thoughts on this. Wow. This list is amazing. It's amazing. I'm glad you guys are sticking in there with me. I'm talking about the latest thing that got added to this list. And for the record, I'm looking at an article. It's under SaveJersey.com. It was a 2019 July article written by Matt Rooney. And he apparently documented what was racist. And he says, the great Thomas Sowell, black conservative commentator, once observed that the word racism is like ketchup. It can be put on practically anything, and demanding evidence makes you a racist. That's hysterical. So he says, we've begun building the definitive list of all things racist for your benefit. And yes, ketchup made the cut. So here's where he started. Classical music. Did you realize that classical music was racist? Facial recognition technology is racist. And there are links to this. So where somebody wrote about it, okay, don't think I'm making it up. And I gave you the reference, savejersey.com. Jingle Bells is racist. Just in time for Christmas, we can now remind ourselves of how racist it was when the guy that wrote Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through this snow. I'm trying to remember the lyrics because I don't get it, but it is racist. So let's just be clear about that. The White House. Obvious, right? Despite the fact that it's a big White House. Yeah, it should have been called, I don't know, something else. Who knows? Not a plantation home or something. Peanut butter and jelly. Racist. Maybe these have been torn down, but nope, they haven't. Washington and Jefferson memorials. Happy Xmas, war is over. The expression sold down the river is racist. The expression long time no see. Did you guys know that? I did not know this. I will never greet anyone again with long time no see, bro. You know, whatever. The Declaration of Independence, of course, that's racist. I mean, as is the Constitution, right? The Christmas song. What is the Christmas song? Is that the one? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire? I think it is. I like the Nat King Cole version of that. Anyway, Star Wars and Darth Vader. Darth Vader. Of course Darth Vader's racist. Big old black dude. Ominous. I mean, you know, intimidating. Come on. Peanut galleries. Indian sports mascots, of course. Voter ID laws. Mm-hmm. God Bless America. You know the song. God Bless America is racist. Land that I love, stand beside her, invite her, do the light with the knife from above, from the mountain. Anyway, I'm trying to think of the lyrics, but there's got to be the N-word in there somewhere, right? God Bless America. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I know it's in there. I don't have time to sing the whole song. Okay, what else we got? The National Anthem. Of course the National Anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light. I mean, come on. Totally racist right there. Do I have to go any further? Yeah. Oh, say can we see by the dawn's early light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all figure it out. Police officers. Ketchup. He seriously has a link to ketchup being racist. What else we got? The legal system is racist. Disney's Dumbo. The English language. Of course, people should be speaking Ebonics by now. I don't even know why I'm talking to you and white people talk right now. What else we got? Republicans. Yeah, sure. Of course they are. That's why I'm a Republican. Chopsticks. Think about that one. The Gadsden flag. Well, come on now. Yeah, of course. Animal House. The movie Animal House. Opposition to illegal immigration, of course, is racist. That's racist against the Latinos, who, by the way, may get reparations before black people. Zoning laws are racist. All white men, of course you white men are racist. I'm trying to save you, but I can't. You got to save yourselves, white men. Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. They use the N-word in that movie, in that book. You know this, right? Standardized testing. How are you going to test black people with a standard when the standard is written with white people kind of standardizations and stuff? I mean, come on now. Gucci, racist. Prada, racist. I have a little bit of that racism in my home. Not much. Buildings named after white men. But we already covered that because white men are racist. So stop naming buildings after white people. White men especially. Don't even name them after white women because it has to be the right white woman. Don't make it a Republican woman. What else we got? Conservatives. City bicycle rentals. Huh. I've never rented a bicycle from in the city. Well, maybe that's why. Because it's racist. Dress codes. Racist. I think so, too, because a black man should be able to wear his pimp outfit without being stereotyped. Self-driving cars are racist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? You don't want black men driving cars for you anymore? You don't want no black chauffeurs? What's up with you? Okay. What else we got? The United States of America. Racist. Yes. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Tell Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden was assaulted by Corn Pop. He was a bad dude, man. At Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. mathematics racist? Oh, I already mentioned the Constitution, but why not bring it up again? You know, bunch of old white men wearing white wigs making laws for everybody. Huh? What's up with that? Aunt Jemima products. Do I need to say more, Aunt Jemima? Any television show or movies without a major non-white character. Of course. And by the way, if you kill off the black man early in a movie, racist! What else we got? Fast food, commercial advertisements featuring fatherless black families, Steve Martin's iconic King Tut SNL sketch, pornography, racist! I did not know this. I'm not a big into porn or anything, so I wouldn't know. Peter Pan, The Jungle Book. Come on, Kipling. You knew what you were doing. Okay, Dr. Seuss books, liquor stores in majority-minority neighborhoods. Now, if your liquor store is in a white neighborhood, it can get an exemption from racism. I just want to say that. I want to be upfront about it. I want to let everybody know this. Okay, the American flag. Racist. There's no black in that flag. There's no pan-African colors in that flag. Clearly racist. What else we got? Betsy Ross's flag. Tipping. Oh, tipping. Racist. Yeah. Don't do it, black people. That's why you get great service, right? When you don't tip. The expression, no can do. Had no idea. Racist. Food pyramid, pet dogs, medical physicians, ride share, and grandfather clauses. And let's not forget master bedroom. That's not on the list. Lots of racist stuff. But Pete Buttigieg, he's going to fix all this, folks, because old Pete says he's going to change the transportation system. And for black people, he said he's still surprised when he points out the fact that the highway system was built for the purpose of deciding a white and a black neighborhood. Pete's still living in that anachronistic time frame where he believes that there are still black and white neighborhoods. No, Pete, there are just neighborhoods where black people assemble. They can get out if they stop voting Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. The Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial continues today. USA Radio News. The ISS is dodging Chinese space junk.
The International Space Station performed a short engine burn on Wednesday to avoid potentially hitting a chunk of space junk. The agency confirmed on Twitter it had successfully performed the shift and that the ISS is now safe from a fragment described as a piece from a Chinese weather satellite. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials with the Veterans Administration and the Ag Council talked to veterans about what is going on in their lives as the foundation for a campaign about veteran suicide prevention. Dr. Matthew Miller, National Director of Suicide Prevention with the VA, talks about some of their feedback.
It's those issues of daily life, like relationship problems, financial, occupational. And what they've said in response is, give us some easy-to-access resources readily available.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've talked to you guys about this phantom racism that's out there, and it's now to the trees, right? Because Kamala Harris wants to track the ethnicity of trees. We talked about it the other day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Phantom racism. Racism everywhere. Everywhere you see, the leftists are absolutely obsessed with the subject of race. And the reason is they're racist. And they think that it can keep you off kilter, and it has for decades. But if you're listening to this program, I hope that we've softened you on the idea of worrying about race all the time. White people, black people. Look, here's a dirty little secret. There are a lot of black folks that really don't want to hang around black leftists. They don't. They don't even have anything culturally in common with them. I'm just being honest with you. And luckily for me, I grew up culturally black and white. That's what I talked about in my first book. I mean, everybody I knew had nicknames. I never understood it. Even as a little kid, I was like, why do we call him Uncle Pistol? What's his real name? Darren? I have an Uncle Pistol. I have an Uncle Square. I mean, Uncle Pooka. Do y'all think these are the nicknames? My grandfather's name was Pooka. Hardly anybody called. The only person that called my grandfather by his name was my grandmother and younger people who knew him, where he was like their uncle. That was it. Everybody else called my grandfather Pooka. And I never understood it. My uncle, his real name was Osby. They called him Obi. Now, I get that. That's just like a shortening of the name or whatever. But everybody had a street name. June, I had a cousin. They called him Junebug. Born in June. And so I would watch these cop shows and they would be like, what's your name? When I got arrested for identity theft. And they said, what's your name? I said, Kevin Jackson. Give them my license, Kevin Jackson. Okay, great. And, you know, they're plugging me into the system and they go, well, do you have any other names you go by? I go, no, Kevin Jackson. And they go, yeah, but like other names. And I go, I don't have any other names. I don't have any nicknames. I have nothing. I go by Kevin. This cop asked me this like 5 times. I go, why do you keep asking me if I have... And then it dawns on me, because he's used to dealing with street Negroes who, yeah, man, they call me Blue. I'm Hatchet Man. And I go, look, I just go by my name. Put that in your system, okay? If you ask me again what other names I go by, I'm going to go, oh, that's right, I got a new name for you, Kevin Jackson. I don't have any slang names. I don't have any street names, you know, slinging names. You know, hey, what's up, Boo Boo and BB and Ray? I mean, no, it's it. Anyway, look, the point is I knew both sides of it. My grandfather would go and gamble. We went to San Antonio. We would leave the ranch. We'd go to San Antonio because my grandfather would find a game. And that was the way he made extra money. He and my uncle, we called it hitting the streets. They would hit the streets, and my uncle was shot dice, and my grandfather played Monty. And when he would come home, my grandmother would say, it would be like going to the casino. My grandmother would say, how'd you do? And he never told her the truth. He would go, I won a little, which meant he won a lot. And if he came back and he was just kind of like, she knew he probably lost. I mean, that was the way. It was just the way. It was the way it went. Way of the streets. Anyway, there's this racism, though, that's out there that people don't understand. And I've told people this. The names don't matter. You may not even know these people that make this, which is why this story I'm about to tell you is even more interesting. And I'm telling you, white folks, pay attention, okay? This is a public service announcement to white people. This is from Page Six, if you want to look it up. Ramona Singer's behavior may have cost the Real Housewives of New York fans their beloved reunion. And now Page Six can reveal the alleged comment launched by Bravo's investigation into racism. They investigated this. I want you to understand, we live in a country where a reality TV star, Ramona Singer, Real Housewives of New York, she lives in freaking New York, one of the most heterogeneous cities in the world. You can't get more diverse in every way. And look, I don't watch the show. I'll tell you this. If there's any problem that Ramona Singer has, it's her whole culture, this idea that she's better than other people. I don't know her. I don't watch the show. But I'm saying that if there's anything that she suffers from, it's classism, not racism. Classism. Anyway, they say a production source exclusively told us that Singer, 64, reputedly said, this is why we shouldn't have black people on the show, in reference to Ebony K. Williams. Now, I know Ebony because she used to work at Fox. And I will just tell you, in my little short interactions with Ebony, she's a handful. She's a handful. When Ebony left the show right as I was coming on to become, left Fox right as I was coming on to become a contributor. And she's kind of a very opinionated, cute girl, very opinionated in her way, and sort of has that sister girl mentality, but you don't look at her and see it. And anyway, she left Fox, went on to go on to do some sports and stuff, and she's built a career. Good for her. And I knew she was gonna, I'm telling you, she's that type of you, and oh yeah, she's gonna push the envelope. She's an Omarosa type. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, she leaves Fox. I don't know whether she was fired or left of her own accord, but she leaves, goes to do this sports thing, and somehow she's now on this, Rich Housewives of New York. And somebody, and I'm going to tell you this, I don't even believe that this lady, Ramona Singer, I don't know her, but I'm going to tell you my assessment. She's white, and she's being accused of racism, and she's being accused of saying that this is why we shouldn't have black people on the show, which Like I said with Michael Brown, when they said he reached his arm out of his cop car vehicle and grabbed the 6'4", 300-pound black guy by the neck, I call BS. There is no way in H.E. Double Crooked Socks that Ramona Singer, a white woman living in New York, who's on Rich Housewives of New York, would say such a statement about a black chick. And here's what she said. I never said that. It's a terrible lie. It's very disappointing that even after my name was cleared, that people want to slander me. So they did an entire autopsy of this statement. Singer noted that she signed a confidentiality agreement, therefore couldn't share her side of the story. And it's page 6 says, we're told Singer had to undergo sensitivity training in the wake of the incident, but a second source told us that all Housewives cast members go through such programs. This is ridiculous. Williams, the first black star of RHONY, which I don't know what that is, had no comment. Bravo did not immediately return the request for thing. But here's what I want to tell you. See, this is the type of person that Ebony is. She will create this kind of controversy, pull the race card, knowing that you can't do anything about it. And I warned you, white folks. I said, you let this go too far. Forget your kids. Your kids are not going to have jobs because it doesn't matter how smart, how great they are at their job. One low-life, silly Negro on the left can come up and say, I overheard him talking. He used the N-word at the water fountain. And the person will be like, well, what are you talking about? That's it. Go to HR and your box will be packed by security and waiting for you. This is where you're headed. A second source confirmed that the lawyer had filed a complaint against Singer after she heard about the racially insensitive comment. After she heard about it, the network took the allegation seriously enough that it launched a third-party investigation into the complaint. Singer was ultimately cleared of any wrongdoing, though Williams was reportedly dissatisfied with the investigation's findings. See, this is why, if you want to know why black folks don't get hired, this is it. See, why would you want to create that kind of controversy for yourself? I wouldn't. When you bring people, and look, Ebony Williams is just a perfect example here, but you know, but there's a bunch of them. When you bring people like that into your fold, you're bringing a cancer. These are people that don't know how to just go and do their job and be good at it. That's the controversy, and it's a shame.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Russian activity and disinformation.
Russian military agency.
Russia alone.
Russian forces.
President Putin's
Russian expansionism.
The Russians.
The Russians. Russia. Russian. Russia. Russia's. Russian. Russia's. Russia. 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 Not Russia. 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 The Kremlin. Russia. The Kremlin. The Russian. Russia. When the president said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, they were listening. Russia.
It was dead. The Mueller report, no obstruction, no collusion. You look at all of the things that happened. Corey Lewandowski was fantastic the other day as a person that they have been tormenting. You look at all the people that they've tormented, all the legal fees. People came here with bright eyes. They wanted to make life so great for other people. And they left where they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees that they didn't have. And it's a sad thing. What these Democrats have done to ruin lives is so sad. I have seen people with only good intention. They came to Washington because they wanted to make the United States and the world a better place. And they went home. They were dark. They got hit by Mueller subpoenas. I think there were 2,500 subpoenas or some ridiculous number. 500 people were interviewed. And yet they don't interview Joe Biden and his son. If you're a Democrat, you have automatic protection. That's years and years of people putting in certain people into positions. But when you look at all of the trauma that these fakers have caused, and the press, look, the press is, much of the press is not only fake, it's corrupt.
I'm so proud of Chairman Adam Schiff.
Certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion. There is circumstantial evidence of collusion.
But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. Pretty compelling evidence.
Adam Schiff came on and he went full Alice in Wonderland, Queen of Hearts. Verdict first, trial later. I believe he destroyed his credibility.
Top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee under fire tonight for reciting what he later called a parody of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president.
And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it.
Not the words in the transcript.
Of the dishonesty of how this investigation is being run. And I wish we could elaborate that on Chairman Schiff and the dishonesty that he has displayed.
First off, have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to.
The New York Times writes, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff received an early account of the accusations against the president before the official whistleblower complaint was filed.
This puts him in some trouble. He clearly wasn't being forthright in that interview with us a couple weeks ago, and he should have been.
There was no new investigation that had to get created. This whole thing is a fairy tale. Adam Schiff is misleading you.
This is Adam Schiff's partisan and unfair process that he's going through.
I'm so proud of the work of Chairman Adam Schiff.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Wanted to give you a little recap of Adam Schiff, the Pekingese congressman from California who should be in prison. This is the guy that said he had definitive proof of Donald Trump with collusion. They stacked the deck in every possible way and produced nothing. And Schiff, you know, tucked tail and went away for a bit, but he decided he would come back. And so he's back in the news. He's still, you know, acting as if he's got credibility. The guy lied through his teeth. 844-551-8255 or thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I look back at that guy, and you guys have heard me talk about Schiff. I said Schiff is a dangerous type of a Democrat. He's vindictive. He went after a billionaire president. What do you think he'd do to you? You've met this guy. He's the bureaucrat that says, I will burn your life down to the ground for your parking spot. Or because you cut me off in the accidentally, not even intentional, no matter how much you apologize. He wants to know who you are. He will deploy all available resources to destroy anybody that gets in his way. And let me tell you, you can be guaranteed when Nancy Pelosi dies, that's the person they want to take over for her, is Speaker.
That type of Democrat is what they see as the rising star, the weasel. This is what makes politics so nasty. Anyway, Adam Schiff thought he could find some cover, and so he went on The View. And I don't know who this lady is. I don't watch The View. I rarely get their clips anymore because they apparently aren't that interesting. I don't find them ever have been interesting. They have Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. That's all I need to hear. And McCain left. Abby Huntsman left, who I used to work with a little bit at Fox. They said it's a toxic environment. And my first thought was, shocker. You got all these high-powered, supposedly leftist women, term used loosely, and you think you're going to have a reasonable time over there? That these testosterone-filled, you know, male wannabes are going to give you quarter? I'm surprised Meghan McCain lasted that long, and she's, I mean, to call her a moderate is being friendly. It's being very generous. Anyway, so Schiff goes on The View, and I'm thinking that he thinks this is going to be softball. Well, it wasn't. Let's analyze what he says. But I swear, if you see this interview, this guy needs a glass of water. He's dry mouth. Because he can't answer the question. But here's the clip.
So I want to ask you about something that's in the news a lot right now. You've been really prolific over the past few years being the head of the Intel Committee, and you've defended, promoted, you even read into the congressional record the Steele dossier. And we know last week the main source of the dossier was indicted by the FBI for lying about most of the key claims in that dossier. Do you have any reflections on your role in promoting this to the American people?
Well, first of all, whoever lied to the FBI or lied to Christopher Steele should be prosecuted, and they are. And unlike in the Trump administration, if they're convicted, they should go to jail, not be pardoned. So Donald Trump pardoned Roger Stone for lying. He pardoned Michael Flynn for lying. If people lied to the FBI, they should go to jail. But at the beginning of the Russian investigation, I said that any allegations should be investigated. We couldn't have known, for example, people were lying to Christopher Steele. So it was proper to investigate them. And let's not forget what we learned in that investigation. We learned that the Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was giving internal polling data, campaign polling data, to Russian intelligence while Russian intelligence was helping the Trump campaign.
And to be clear, he was fired halfway through the campaign.
Well, he may have been fired, but the effort to get Russian help continued, and even beyond the effort to get Russian help.
But you
the
made
president
Trump
also
spread Russian
sought
disinformation
to get
yourself for years by promoting this. I think that's what Republicans and what people who entrusted you as the Intel Committee chair are so confused about your culpability in all of this.
Well, I completely disagree with your premise. It's one thing to say allegations should be investigated, and they were. It's another to say that we should have foreseen in advance that some people were lying to Christopher Steele, which is impossible, of course, to do. But let's not use that as a smokescreen to somehow shield Donald Trump's culpability for inviting Russia to help him in the election, which they did, for trying to coerce Ukraine into helping him in the next election, which he did, into inciting an insurrection, which he did. None of that is undercut. None of that serious misconduct is in any way diminished by the fact that people lied to Christopher Steele.
No, I think just your credibility is.
I love that woman. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So here's a guy, he's head of the Intel Committee, and here's his excuses. His excuse was, I said that any allegation should be investigated, but he says, we couldn't have known that they lied to Steele. We had to take it at face value. So he's telling you that whether he did an investigation, they didn't find out that the guy lied until now. And so he's trying to rationalize it. And he said it twice. There was no way we could have foreseen that somebody lied to Steele. Yeah, there is. You would just say, I don't know that I'm going to believe that. I think we should, here comes the key word, folks, investigate it. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to, it's Kevin Jackson Network, making sense out of blatant lies. He says Trump had a smokescreen? This guy, look, you go back through this timeline any way you want, and you challenge leftists, and you ask them a very simple question. How is it that you take a phony dossier that we now are arresting the guy who admits that he gave the phony information? Somebody then manipulated it, Kevin Kleinsmith, to read it into the FBI record, but still the superiors got the real version. How did they not go to prison? Schiff and all the Democrats that participated in this are all scumbags.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.